It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, May 20th, 2022. I have an issue I want to talk about with you today that's going to take up a little bit of time. So if you'd like to see today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of ship reports and lots of other information. So here is a follow-up to yesterday's story about the sailors who were sent home from a ship anchored off Longview this spring. After the U.S. Coast Guard discovered that a dozen or so of the crew had been on the ship for over a year, long past the time of their agreed-upon contracts with their employer. This has been a real problem in the shipping industry worldwide during the pandemic. So today we'll talk about some changes that should help some sailors have an easier time of it at sea. Life at sea is not easy in many ways. Some things are really important, though. One is loneliness. Most mariners are out of contact with home and loved ones for long periods. Food is another. A ship, like an army, runs on its stomach, and bad food makes for unhappy sailors who don't do their jobs as well as they might. Pay is another. Mariners on foreign flag ships don't always get paid as well as you might think. Here's an article published on May 16th by the Maritime Executive. You'll find them online at maritimeexecutive.com. Let me read you some of it. In the latest meeting of the Maritime Labor Convention's Special Tripartite Committee, they're called the STC. So let me stop here for a minute and explain this. So you'll hear some acronyms tossed around in this article. One of them is this, the STC is a committee of the Maritime Labor Convention. It was established under it. Which is referred to as the MLC here in this article. And that's an international body that regulates labor rules for the shipping industry. So we're talking about the organizations that help create international rules to protect seafarers. So back to the story. Delegates agreed to create a right to connectivity for seafarers, including internet access. This is the first time I have ever heard of this. Satellite internet has provided seafarers with the ability to keep in touch with loved ones and stay abreast of happenings in the rest of the world, with a richer and more frequent connection to home than that allowed by the occasional phone conversation during a port call. Internet access at sea finds its way to the top of the list of priorities in every seafarer's happiness index survey, and it is increasingly a consideration among seafarers when selecting an employer. So let me stop here for a minute and just say that the ships I've been on over the years, some of them cargo ships, some of them research vessels, there is satellite connectivity and has been for years on these ships. It's just usually reserved for the captain to talk to the company about business, and maybe the captain will be allowed to call home, but other people on the ship generally not. And on research vessels, sailors could pay to make a satellite phone call home, but it was pretty expensive. And the satellite access there, generally for business purposes or for research purposes. But now it varies from ship to ship and certainly from company to company. But in general, this connectivity has been a real serious issue for sailors for years, well, probably for generations, really, on board ships. The challenges of the pandemic, this is back to the article, the challenges of the pandemic have added to the importance of connectivity. Port calls have effectively ceased in many parts of the world due to perceived risks of contagion. At the peak of the COVID-19 crisis, many mariners were stuck on board without crew change for months beyond their contract, and a virtual connection to home was their only option. In the latest SLC meeting in Geneva on May 13th, delegates from member states, shipowners' representatives, and seafarers' organizations agreed to a, quote, right to mandatory social connectivity for crews, close quote, including internet access. And here's a quote from ITF Seafarers Section Vice Chair Mark Dickinson, quote, being able to keep in touch with family and friends isn't just a nice to have. It's a basic human right. That's why we fought so hard for seafarers to be given internet access and to have a mandatory provision in the MLC. A lack of contact with the outside world can have profound implications for seafarers' well-being, which we saw the worst effects of during COVID, close quote. Seafarers' representatives to the STC lobbied to ensure that if shipowners decided to charge their crews for internet service, it should be the exception rather than the rule, and the charges should be reasonable. Other notable changes adopted by the STC include a requirement that properly fitting personal protective equipment must be made available on board, along with new measures to give seafarers improved access to free drinking water and quality food. STC delegates also agreed to advance discussions on using the Maritime Labor Convention to address sexual harassment at sea. This parallels a similar line of effort at IMO, where the Maritime Safety Committee recently adopted a plan to incorporate anti-bullying and anti-harassment training into an STCW model course on social responsibility. Now, some things they did not get done during this meeting, did not get agreement with shippers on. ITF did not find success with a request for ship owners to pay for seafarers' homeward travel to their place of residence. At present, the MLC requires that seafarers must be repatriated at the owner's expense at the end of their contract, but repatriated does not explicitly mean returning the mariner to his or her hometown, which could be thousands of miles away from the location where they land. By leaving the seafarer at a major seaport or international seaport, the shipowner can save the extra cost of airfare, lodging, and insurance for the balance of the domestic trip. This is a potential valuable savings in the pandemic era, given that national quarantine requirements may add extra lodging costs for returning seafarers. Shipowners' representatives insisted on keeping this cost savings during negotiations in the latest STC meeting. So that's where those efforts stand as of right now. I try to stay out of editorializing on the ship report and just give you the information for you to make your own decisions. But I'm going to sound off on this one. I've interviewed a lot of sailors in the almost 20 years I've been doing the ship report, and I've been aboard some ships. At the top of the list of issues for mariners is loneliness and lack of connectivity with loved ones at home. The first thing most sailors do when they get in port and have a cell signal is to call a loved one. Just think if you were abruptly cut off from communicating with those you care about just because you had to go to work. This seems vital and overdue. And about repatriation to their hometowns, with the shipping industry raking in astronomical profits during the pandemic, and I mean astronomical, as in the cost of shipping a container, a single container during the pandemic, went from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars for one container. They can well afford to do this for their crews. While your employer probably doesn't pay your costs to get to and from work, you also probably don't travel halfway around the world to catch up with your next ship. So those costs are a pay issue. If they have to pay for airfare and transportation like that, it's much less they have to keep for themselves for months at sea. And unaddressed issues of harassment will just keep people from working in the shipping industry. So if these issues are not addressed, shipping companies will find it harder and harder to find people who want to work for them. The pandemic has just been too much for many sailors, who once they get off a ship where they've spent way too much time, are unlikely to return, for many reasons, some of which have existed for a long time and still remain unaddressed. Since their work brings us our 90% of everything, it seems like the shipping industry should sit up and take note of their concerns. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.